Tainis Perk Alf Mishnah Vav. Avru Eilu V'lo L'nanu. And if this passed, and still their tefillos weren't answered, it hasn't rained. So at this point, they just fasted the first set of Monday, Thursday, Monday, and yet it still didn't rain. Beis Din goes in Shalosh Tanis Acheris al Tzibur. So now Beis Din was goes there another three Tanis on the Tzibur, so this would now make it six. But what would they do in the second set? Ochlin v'shosin mibo yom. They'd have to eat and drink only during the day, meaning the day before the Tainis, they'd have to finish up. And then that night of the Tainis, just like Tisha B'Av, they would fast at night. V'asurim b'malacha. Now it's also to do malacha. Taisentif brings the Gemara. Why should it be asur malacha? Malacha, most of the time, it causes tzar. So why is it asur? Because the pasuk in Yol, in atzara, is similar to atzaris, the same word. Just like atzaris, it's asur to do malacha. So too, in atzara, a Tainis, is also to do malacha, these types of tainis. Uvirchitza, and also bathing. Uvisicha, and anointing. Uvin ilas a sandal, and wearing shoes. Uvitash mishamita, marital relations. Vinoilin es hamechatzos, and they would lock up the bathhouses. These were bathhouses used for pleasure, and they were therefore locked up because they couldn't use them. Avru eilu v'leinanu, and if still after this, the tefillos weren't answered. So they already had six tainis and the tefillos weren't answered. Beis Din goes in aleim oid sheva. So Beis Din goes on them another seven tainis. Shein sholosh asrei tainis al tzibur. So if you add them all up, the six plus the additional seven that we're going to talk about now, it's a total of 13 tainis on the tzibur. Harei elu yiseiris al rishonus. However, the last seven, there are additional things that apply to them that don't apply to the first ones. Shebe elu, on the last seven, masriyan v'noilin esachanios. That on these, the fast days of the last seven, they would blow the shofar, which is interesting as we had at the end of Rosh Hashanah, where the Mishnah said over there that the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Tainis Tzibur is in Rosh Hashanah, the midst of the Yom is a shofar, and a Tainis Tzibur, it was the Chatzotros, it was the trumpet. Yet we see here that they were Masriyan with the shofar. So the Mefarshim, I believe it's the Gvur Sari, some say that in Rosh Hashanah, it Dafka had to be the shofar, but when it came to the Yom of Atzar, and a Tainis Lo Aleinu, the choice was either a shofar or a chatzotros. Didn't dafka have to be a chatzotros? And v'noilin esachanios, they would lock up the grocery, specifically on those fast days, which would come out always on Mondays and Thursdays. Basheni matin imchashecha, but on Monday, they would keep the grocery open a little before nightfall, because people are going to eat at night, Monday night, after the fast is over, so they kept it open a little bit for that. Uvachamishi mutar mipnei kfaida Shabbos. But on Thursday, it was open all day because of Kfayd Shabbos. So really, as far as the grocery, it was only closed on Monday for the majority of the day.